Hey, it's Sam Crowley. It's a Throwback Thursday. Do you know what that means? You know what that means? You know what that means? Here comes the Every Day is Saturday jingle!
Fired up! Fired up! Every day is Saturday! Fired up! Fired up! Every day is Saturday! Every day is Saturday!
When you hear that toe-tapping jingle, you know it's a Throwback Thursday. Thanks again one more time to Mary Ellen for recommending we do Throwback Thursdays on the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the longest-running motivational show on iTunes, on the planet, in the world, in the universe. Hey, it's great to have you here. Sam Crowley, got a recap on what's going on. I want to talk about you, and I want to talk about when you got a little bit of criticism. We don't curl up in a ball and, oh, no. Somebody said something bad about me. They hate me. I've got haters. I think one of the most overused words now online is haters. If you don't have haters, you're not trying. Haters, haters. Haters gonna hate, right? Hey, here's the deal. That's true, but holy cow, can we take a little bit of a chill pill on haters and all that stuff? You need to have a little bit of negative criticism in your life. I'm gonna actually read to you an iTunes review that just came in either yesterday or the day before. I'm not sure when. And it was a 1-star rating on my show, and I'm grateful for it. I love it. And I really do. I'm not just saying that because there was a point in time. This is Throwback Thursday, okay? So I'm going to throw it back to when this stuff really boiled my skin, man. And I'm sure if you're like anybody else, we're all human. We want somebody. Can we have somebody to love me? Sure. But geez, do you need 100% of the people to love you? And it's not the fact that people don't like you. I'm going to tell you why you receive negative feedback, whether it's how you look, how you speak, how you go about your day, relationships and business and things like that. And again, it's the world according to Sam Crowley, which is always a little bit of a different kind of universe. Look, my world is a scary place, but we have a lot of fun, don't we? We have a lot of damn fun, don't we? Hey, another station identification. Make sure you go to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating. Here I am talking about 1-star rating. Leave a 5-star rating if you truly like the show. Here's my motto. You love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Either way, leave a rating because it helps other people find the show on iTunes. It's the number one motivational podcast on the planet. So let me do this. Let me read this review. Came in the other day. And let me just set this for you. Let me set the stage. Currently, today, April 23rd, 2015, my podcast has 181 reviews, 181 ratings, okay? Out of 181, 170 are 5 stars. That's pretty damn good. 4 are 4 stars. 1 3-star, 1 2-star, and 5 1-star ratings. Oh, my. Now, as a percentage, if you use 10%, of 181 reviews, that would be 18. If you had 18 negative ratings, you shouldn't even worry about it. 5% is 9, okay? So I have less than 5%. So over 95% of my reviews are 4-star, 4 and 5-star. Let's just call them 5-star, all right? Why the hell would I ever get worried about a 1-star rating? But let me read you this review, and I'm going to dissect this. And we're probably going to go into another podcast because I don't think I can knock all this out in a short period of time. We do one show, which is good news for you. Double. It's almost like a 2 for Tuesday on a Throwback Thursday. Here we go. Waste of Time is the title of this review. And it's by C-HOL2323. Now, I don't know if this is a real person. They're just taking a shot at me. If they know me, don't know me, I don't know. Okay. So the title of the review is Waste of Time, and it goes like this. Don't listen to this guy in the morning if you want some positive motivation. Unless you want to hear some guy ramble on about his views of life with no purpose or inspiring message, spend your precious time listening to something that will educate and uplift you. That's the end of the review, okay? Now, how do I read this? I think it's awesome. Here's why, okay? When I look at reviews online, whether it's an Amazon book or whether it's a podcast or anything, a movie where you can, give 1 to 5 stars, if there's 200 reviews and all 200 are 5-star, that's a huge red flag. I won't listen to it just because of that. I won't read the book. I won't go see the movie. I want difference of opinion, man. I want other people's views on it. I mean, I'm smart enough, and I think a little bit, and so are you, that if you see that a movie has, you know, 2 thumbs up or, you know, 5 stars, and you got most of the people like it, and you got other people that absolutely hated it, you're smart enough to be able to read between the lines. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to say, oh, geez, somebody didn't like that book. It happened with my book. I've got 38 reviews on Amazon, and 2 of them are 1-star, and the rest are 5-star, you know? Now, I don't focus on the 2, but I embrace the 2. Why do I do that? Well, because I'm not emotionally attached to opinions. And I think that's really – because at one time I was. Why? Because that's the way we're trained. When you're in a job, okay, if you're currently employed or when you had a supervisor that you used to work for, wasn't it part of your, you know, promotion that your boss liked you? Wasn't it part of your job satisfaction that you got the respect from your boss? It's like, you know, I have 2 border collies, and they look to me all the time for approval. They wag their tail, and it's not even what I say, it's how I say it, you know? If I say to my border collies, I really love you, no, I love you, they're gonna cower over in the corner because it's the tone of my voice, you know? Now, conversely, I could say, oh, aren't you the dumbest dogs in the world? I can't believe I had to pay money for you too. I regret the day I even got you. Their tails are going to be wagging unbelievable. It's how I said it to them, you know? And when you're in a job and when you're working for somebody, it's how they say it. It's not even necessarily the words. And then, of course, you, in turn, give meaning to every single word uttered by somebody who, and here's the key point about all this, somebody who you hold in high regard, okay? So when you're getting into this online business world or the brick-and-mortar business world, because most of the people that listen to my show either have aspirations of becoming an entrepreneur, you already are, or look, you just want to kick in the ass every day and you want to get going. Now, of course, this review where the person wrote waste of time, they're right. I talk about my views on life. You know, that part of the review, all of that, that's the most accurate part. Now, I'm confused as to why somebody would actually listen to a podcast if they didn't like it. Now, hopefully they listened to more than one and didn't just listen to one and leave a review. But look, here's the whole thing I was talking about before. I don't give any emotional energy to that review because then I would be tying my self-worth to a review. I love reading the positive ones. We all like reading the positive ones. But again, if everybody just said, oh, you're great, you're great, you're great, that wouldn't be good either, man. Look, you can't just go around reading the good press. You know, you see this from athletes as well. They're all thin-skinned and, you know, they just look at their, you know, I want to see all the good stuff. And a beat reporter, whether it's a football, basketball, baseball, hockey, whatever, says something bad and they get all their knickers in an uproar and they go crazy. We just had that happen with the Cincinnati Reds here. The manager, Brian Price, dropped 77 F-bombs in a 5-minute tirade to a beat reporter here in Cincinnati who's covering the Reds, who simply asked a question about why a pitcher wasn't traveling with the team. 77 F-bombs in 5 minutes. I mean, are you serious? That tells me you don't have nearly enough important things going on in your life, okay? So here's what I'm going to do. On the next show following this one right here, I'm going to take you back to a point in time where I used to lay awake at night, literally lay awake at night, thinking of how I could inflict physical harm on somebody who said something bad about me, all right? And then I'm also going to let you know, when somebody does say something bad about you, the one person that they're not speaking about in the whole equation is you, all right? And I'm going to talk about that on the next show. Here's that catchy jingle again.
Fire.